SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Spirit Airlines declares bankruptcy. Bernie Bennett has the details.
Spirit Airlines announced early Saturday that it had, quote, started an orderly wind down of operations effective immediately after efforts to obtain a $500 million federal bailout stalled. All Spirit flights had been canceled. Losing Spirit, known for its ultra-low fares, will likely mean costlier tickets on other airlines. An analysis of aviation analytics found average fares jumped 23%, or roughly $60, for each round-trip flight when Spirit exited a route. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says other airlines are coming to the rescue of customers left stranded by Spirit. However, there will be a cost.
United, Delta, JetBlue, and Southwest are capping their ticket prices for Spirit customers. It's going to vary between the airlines. You have to go to their websites to take advantage of these special offers. It is normally going to be about $200 for a one-way ticket. You'll minimally have to provide to the airlines that you're now going to book with your Spirit confirmation number and your proof of payment.
Spirit's failure could boost fares at a time when ticket prices are already elevated due to higher jet fuel costs from the war with Iran. Economist Steve Moore says President Trump's economic policies are helping America.
We've saved $1 trillion in regulatory costs thanks to Trump's deregulation.
As for the high gas prices,
we want to see that gas price come back down. Let's not forget that, you know, before this all started back in January and February, we had the lowest gas prices adjusted for inflation in 50 years. So I think we can return to that. It's going to take a little while, but I'm bullish. And by the way, so are investors.
And investors yesterday on Wall Street were mixed. At the closing bell, the Dow was down 152, but the NASDAQ was up 222 points. This is SRN News. A new report on switching religions.
The primary finding of the Pew Research Center poll is that around the world, Catholicism is losing adherents while Protestantism is gaining them. The study also concludes that when a person leaves the Catholic Church, he usually becomes a Protestant, though some give up on religion altogether. When a person leaves Protestantism, he rarely becomes a Catholic, though, usually opting to become unaffiliated. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is launching an investigation of the New York City Department of Education over accusations of anti-Semitism. The Department of Education says it has received reports that a group of teachers and staff organized a series of seminars focused on what was entitled Palestine, Zionism, and Resistance. Those seminars urged teachers to indoctrinate children as young as five with pro-Palestinian beliefs. The department says no child should be taught by his teachers to hate their peers. This is SRN News. President Trump plans to increase tariffs on European Union cars and trucks to 25% next week.
The U.S. and EU agreed to a trade deal last July, setting a 15% tariff on most goods. But the president wrote in a social media post that the EU is not complying with that agreement. He said he will hike the tariffs on European-made cars and trucks to 25%. The president reminded EU countries that there will be no tariff if they produce their vehicles in the United States. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It was a rare unanimous decision this week at the U.S. Supreme Court, and that was as the court ruled 9-0 that the First Choice Women's Resources Center can challenge a New Jersey subpoena demanding private donor information, something that the court seemed to agree unanimously could, in fact, be a violation of the First Amendment. This is SRN News.